Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are looking at one of the most common questions people ask when they are thinking about getting into real estate. Do you actually need a degree to become an agent in Australia?
And the answer is no, which genuinely surprises people because they assume it works like any other professional career.
The article is called "Do You Need a Degree to Be a Real Estate Agent in Australia?" And the short answer is right there in the title. But the more useful question is what you actually need instead, because that is where people get confused and sometimes talk themselves out of a career they would be good at.
So walk me through the actual pathway.
The key framing is this. Real estate is a vocational pathway. It is not built on academic study. It is about proving you can do the practical job. You prove that through a nationally recognized qualification delivered by a registered training organization. Archer Institute is one of those, RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA.
So it is not a university qualification, but it is still properly recognised.
Exactly. It sits under the Australian Qualifications Framework, which is the same national system that covers certificates, diplomas, and yes, degrees. It carries real weight. It is just not a degree.
So what does someone actually need to start working as an agent?
Two things. The nationally recognised qualification for your state and your registration from the state authority. In NSW and the ACT, the entry qualification is the Class 3 Assistant Agent. In Queensland, it is the Salesperson Registration. In Victoria, it is the Agent's Representative.
And the registration comes after the qualification?
Right. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the licence. Two steps. Neither of them is a degree.
I want to flag something because I know people hear the phrase units of competency and their eyes glaze over. What does that actually mean?
A unit is a single defined skill or piece of knowledge. The entry registration is a small set of those units. The Certificate 4, which gets you the agent license, is a larger set. You work through each one, complete the assessment, and once you have passed them all, you hold the qualification. You are being assessed on whether you can do what the job requires, not on essay writing or exam theory.
Which is more relevant to actual work anyway.
Much more. And the time involved is worth putting in perspective. The entry registration can be done in weeks. The Certificate 4 and the diploma commonly take around 6 to 12 months, self-paced. Compare that to 3 years out of the workforce for a degree, plus a significant tuition cost.
That is a real difference, especially if someone is already in a job and trying to make a move without blowing up their income.
And the article makes the point that this opens real estate up to all kinds of people. Career changes, parents coming back to work, school leavers, tradespeople. If you can complete the recognised qualification, the absence of a degree is not a barrier at any stage.
Okay, so degree, not required. Qualification and registration required. But what actually makes someone good at the job once they are in it?
The article is clear on this. People skills sit at the top. This job is conversations all day. Listening, reading a room, staying calm when someone is stressed about the biggest financial decision of their life.
That one you can't really study your way into.
Not really. Then local knowledge, knowing the streets, the schools, the prices, the feel of an area. Then the recognised qualification for your state, which is the non-negotiable formal piece. And then a willingness to keep learning, because once you are licensed, you complete continuing professional development every year.
So three of those four are about who you are and what you know about your patch. The formal study is just one part of the picture.
And it's the vocational part, not the academic one, which is actually reassuring if you spent years thinking you would miss the boat by not going to university.
If someone is listening to this and ready to take a step, what is the one thing they should do?
Confirm the current entry requirements with your state authority, then get started with the right qualification for your state. Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1800 069 273.
And the full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It also links through to a piece on starting a real estate career with no experience, which is worth reading alongside this one if you are coming in from a completely different field.
The article is "Do You Need a Degree to Be a Real Estate Agent in Australia?" on the Archer Institute blog. We'll see you on the next one.